Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, spring is definitely here. It's warmer weather and the sun is shining, and people are starting to get their campers and RVs out for the summer camping season. Now, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle lane page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. And if you're bringing your camper out of storage, I hope you didn't store your camper like in the photo that I have on our blog for today. If you happen to be listening later on, just go in the upper right and type in Spring RV Prep Tips 2024. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast with a photo. This is the only one that I can find on StockVault.net. I go to StockVault because they do offer free, royalty-free photos that we use as a part of our podcast, just as a visual placeholder to just as a visual reference for what we talk about on our podcast. And this one, I was trying to find a camper, an RV one, for free. And the only one that I could find with a camper is one that got blown over in a windstorm. So it is upside down. So be sure to check that out. It'll give you a good chuckle, but hopefully it'll be a good visual reference for you with what we talk about today on today's podcast. Now, last fall, we shared tips on how to properly store your camper or RV for the winter. And on this podcast, we're going to share tips from an article from Good Gear on how to prepare it for the camping season. Again, I'm only going to share a few of the tips. I do want you to go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us, the lower landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, again, go in the upper right, type in Spring RV Prep Tips 2024. It'll bring you to the blog associated with this podcast, and it'll have the link to the article from Good Gear. Good Gear's got a great article. It's got 17 tips total. I'm only going to share a few of them because I want you to go and read the full article. The first tip that I have for you is visually inspect the outside. During the winter, cold weather may have damaged the paint or caused caulking or rubber seals to crack or lift. Make sure you reseal all the seams, replace all the rubber seals, and check for any water damage. Now, especially if you store it outside, with the winter weather, cold weather causes the caulking to shrink, rubber seals to shrink, and then you get that, weather heats up, cools down, heats up, cools down. So you've got that, shrinking and expanding. And especially if you've got an older RV, that caulking and the rubber seals, they get older, they start to get brittle, and it causes cracking. So definitely, if you've left it outside, definitely go through and check all the seals, make sure that everything's all set. As far as check for any water damage, especially on the interior of your RV or your camper, check for any water damage, because if you store it outside, you got that weight of snow on the roof of your RV or camper, and then when that starts to melt, water really has nowhere to go, but it'll pool up. And then if you've got cracks in the caulking or anything, that water will seep through into the interior of your camper or RV. So definitely check the caulking, reseal, and make sure you replace all the rubber seals on your camper or RV. The next tip I have for you is flush the system. One of the tips last fall was to drain all the water of the system, and it was recommended to use a non-toxic antifreeze to prevent damage from any water or condensation that may have still remained. They recommend using a garden hose from your home's external spigot, and that should give you enough pressure to flush the system. And what's neat is if you go to Good Gear, they've got a video on how to flush the system properly. So if you go to their if you go to our website and you go to the blog post that I have for today, I've got a link to the article from Good Gear. So be sure to check that out. Yeah, that'll be on there, so you can check that out. It's a really neat video. Check that out. It's not very long, but it's very, very informative. There's like 8 steps, I think it was, to flush out the water system properly in your RV or camper. Next tip I have for you is check the tires. Just like with a motorcycle that's been sitting all winter, you will need to inspect the tires of your RV or camper. Since you cannot store it off the ground like you can with a motorcycle, you really need to check for flat spots and degradation of the tire. Again, remember that tires do have an expiration date, and definitely change them if they're close to the expiration date rather than risk being stuck on the side of the road this summer with a flat. You know, when you check for degradation of the tire, check the treads, make sure that, you know, the treads are good. Check for any cracking, and definitely check the sidewalls. See if there are any cracks in the sidewalls. Check for any bubbling in the sidewalls. And again, check the expiration date. If it's close to the expiration date, if the tire still looks good, but it's close to the expiration date, I recommend you change it. Because again, you don't want to be stuck this summer on the side of the road with a flat tire. It's better to be safe than sorry. So, as close to the expiration date, you're better off changing the tire and having a good time this summer than to be stuck on the side of the road. So, last tip I want to share with you is change the filters. You definitely want to change the engine filter and the cabin air filter of your RV. You know, you want to do that because you got creepy crawlies that like to nest in the engine air filter and the cabin filter during the winter, trying to keep warm. But if you've got a camper, you also got to think about the, or even in an RV, you know, you've got a separate air conditioner for the rest of the vehicle. Also consider changing the air conditioner filter. And then if you've got a water system hooked up in your vehicle, in your RV or your camper, take a look at changing the fresh water filter as well. You should probably think about changing the fresh water filter if you're flushing out the system anyway. That should be something you should think about doing anyway. Depending on the cost of a fresh water filter, you may want to think about just changing that out every season. I don't know how much they cost. I mean, if it's a huge cost, then you may want to think about just flushing it and checking it to make sure that everything's good. But if it's fairly inexpensive, you may want to think about just changing that once a season and being done with it. So definitely you want to look at changing the filters in the spring, just so that you have you know, clean air and clean water running through your system. Again, you want to check out the full article from Good Gear with more tips on preparing your RV or camper for the upcoming camping season. There's 17 tips. And again, that video is an interesting video on flushing out your water system in your RV or camper. Very, very interesting. So certainly check that out. But again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call. 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week. And spring has finally sprung, and I hope it's sunny and warm where you're at. Till next time, take care.